White, Oakland, California, April 7th, 1876. Dear husband, I arise before the family to get a few lines to the mail this morning. We remain usually well. We were glad to receive your few lines last evening, stating that you had received a letter from me. I am writing some every day, but cannot confine myself to writing more than one half a day. Yesterday, Mary Clough, the little girls, and I visited Sister Babcock. We had quite a walk. She lives on 28th Street, west of Market. We only made her a call to find out where she lived. We next called on Sister Bowen, a German family. We had an excellent visit there. She is intelligent and a woman of fine taste. She understands sacred things and is a most devoted believer. She gave me many precious plants for my garden. They have quite a large lot of land, well cultivated, devoted to flowers and shrubs and trees. A large house, well furnished. The best Bible I ever looked into lies on their center table. Costs $20. She was very glad to receive us. I shall visit all my sisters and become acquainted with them. We came home, and I set out my things in my garden of the new house by moonlight and by the aid of lamplight. The two Marys tried to have me wait till morning, but I would not listen to them. We had a beautiful shower last night. I was glad then I persevered in setting out my plants. The front yard is not yet prepared, but directly back of the new house, a little strip is made ready for use. Set out some things. I shall attend meeting tomorrow, but shall let Wagoner and Loughborough do the work while they are here. I shun every responsibility I can, and all the work aside from my writing that I can. We are all doing well. I shall, I think, spend the commencement of the Sabbath with Edson and Emma. They are doing well in seeking to serve the Lord. I want to help them all I can. Willie and Mary do well. They are just as economical in their table preparations as ourselves, only more so. I am happily disappointed here. We have the third form of testimony off. I prepared the testimony for Cassidy. Brother Wagoner copied it for printers. He takes it in the pages to use in their labor to Petaluma. I feel like carrying matters right through in California. Whatever I do have to say or do about things will be to call things by their right name and give this murmuring spirit no quarters. I have matter prepared for part of the fourth form of testimony and part of the first form, which will be put in signs as wanted. The precious subjects open to my mind well. I trust in God, and He helps me to write. I am some 24 pages ahead of Mary. She does well with my copy. It will take a clear sense of duty to call me from this work to camp meetings. I mean to finish my writings, on one book at any rate, before I go anywhere. I see no light in my attending camp meetings. You and I decided this before you left. You must not allow the conference to press me out of the path of duty. The East will not see me for 1 year unless I feel that God calls me to go. He has given me my work. I will do it if I can be left free. I would enjoy attending the camp meetings if God said go. I have no light as yet to go. The pillar of fire is here yet. When it moves, I would move also. I want to follow it. I have no will of mine own. I want to do God's will. At present, His will is to tarry in California and make the most of my time in writing. I shall be doing more for the cause in this than in going across the plains to attend camp meetings. I hope you will keep well. In much love.